Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive, Consultant, Coach, and Advisor, and today I want to be talking about the concept of user, customer, client friction. Let's start with a story. Around 2012, Best Buy got a new CEO after its previous CEO was ousted for all sorts of bad things. And the new CEO came from a completely different background. He was new to retail, he was new to the world, he literally had no experience in what Best Buy was doing. And can you imagine what he did on his first few weeks at the job? He didn't sit in the company's headquarters, but he drove tens of miles away to one of the Best Buys in a smaller town, and there he was working like any new employee, or, you know, as close to it as possible. Actually walking, helping clients, being out there with a name tag and everything, even though I think the name tag said CEO in training, which personally I would rather him trying to hide it from everyone, but he did that. And after hours, he went and grabbed pizza from a local pizzeria with his employees just to talk to them, you know, as informal as possible. And that actually gave him so much real-life understanding of what it's like to be an employee at Best Buy. What attitude do you see your customers having when they come up with questions? What frustrates them? What are your employees aware of, and what aren't they? What do they keep in mind, and what don't they? You gain so much context, so much invaluable information from such an exercise. And again, if the CEO of Best Buy can do that for like 3 weeks when he's starting a new position, and I'm sure you can imagine how the board was probably very, very tense about seeing results quickly, stock price was plummeting, all sorts of stuff that would make someone be really, really anxious. And still, he decided to go and do that. And that, I think, is an amazing way to onboard yourself. And it just so happens that in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I describe this concept, which I call product mastery. And it encompasses not just the product itself, but the entire concept of understanding the business, understanding the market, your competitors, your clients, your business model, all of that. That's what I mean when I talk about product mastery. And in the book, right in chapter 3, I say you have to create your own crash course for obtaining product mastery, because it is not likely for someone to just onboard you perfectly like you should be. The CEO of Best Buy got it, and now you can just follow in his footsteps and use my advice and do that for yourself. Even if you've been in your role for a while, assuming that you are not in the company from day one, or even if you were, if you haven't been exposed to all of those different aspects and facets of the company, you should be working to get that. And this kind of thing is an amazing way to obtain mastery by being there on the shop floor, working, talking to their clients. And in my experience, I think it is extremely valuable to refresh this kind of knowledge, because as the company matures, as the business develops, as the market changes, you will have to refresh and reassess what you've learned because things evolve. I don't believe you will have the ability to do the same exercise of taking 3 weeks off, let's say, every quarter, but you can probably take 2 days off every quarter to do customer support shadowing. See what's going on in your support forums and what people are saying online. Actually do the exercise of using your product from scratch and seeing how it's like, especially for companies that have APIs and SDKs and a developer facing front that might not be getting enough attention from other parts of the product group and stuff like that. You might even have valuable information. the Best Buy CEO gave an amazing example that the employees at the shop knew that the search engine online was abysmal. You couldn't count on it to get anything done, and the example he gave is that the employee just opened her phone and showed him that when she types Cinderella, it would show stuff like cameras or something unrelated. And, you know, that's an insight that ultimately shouldn't be resulting from someone in the shop, but hopefully from someone in your tech team that's working on this and that's exposed to what's going on, to what your clients need, your customers need, and so forth. And this friction, this product mastery thing, is not just something that you should be enabling for yourself by investing the time and refreshing regularly. You should also ensure that your people throughout the ranks, from your directors all the way down to your newest junior software engineer, all of them gain this basic product 101 course so they understand your company, the business model, your goals, why customers use you versus your competitors, and also maintain friction, this customer friction, as much as you can, because once you lose it, that's when you become enterprise. That's when there's this clear, distinct boundary between the impact that you're having and what the company is doing. My example is that my first job out of the Israeli army was at IBM. And there I was like 5 times removed from the nearest customer. I have no idea if someone actually used what I was writing or if I was just told that it was used by someone, because I didn't even get to see the actual emails. Working at IBM, it's not like someone can pick up the phone and call you or tweet at IBM on Twitter. It's not going to happen. No one's going to help you. It was all through these convoluted help tickets, and those would go through like 4 levels before they reached us. And by the point I got something, I didn't have any information about who asked this, how they phrased their question or their issue. I knew nothing. And therefore, it felt like I was working in this glove box, never actually seeing the result of what I was doing. I felt extremely disconnected from the product. I had no inclination to consider impact. And that's the exact opposite of what you want to create and the kind of culture you want to cultivate. Am I right? Therefore, try and allow for this friction to happen. You shouldn't be cuddling your engineering team so much that it never actually sees what clients are thinking. I just heard the other day the concept of a company where the engineers started listening to the recordings of the sales team on tools like Gong.io rather than watching Netflix after hours, because they were so interested in that, and that provided them with so many insights, ideas, and understanding. Imagine creating that sort of a culture. It is possible, and it's within your grasp if only you start doing it yourself and setting the right examples and providing your team with the tools and time to work on their own product mastery. That's it for this week. If you want to read up a bunch more about product mastery, how to create your own crash course in your company, and how to help your team master the product, you can find a whole bunch of content about that in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. You'll find a link to get a sample chapter in the show notes, as well as a link to subscribe to my newsletter, the best newsletter online for tech execs. Thank you for joining me, and see you next week.